Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, it is the All-Star break for the Milwaukee Brewers, but this guy never takes a rest. It's Brewers.com writer Adam McKelvey, who is fresh off a visit to the dentist, and he promised that he could be loopy for today's conversation.
I was like, oh, no.
And we could only hope.
No, I didn't get any of the good stuff. I came home lighter, though. I lost one of gigantic tooth. So,
oh, nice one.
Lost some weight today, but did not get any of the good stuff.
Which tooth did you lose?
A molar.
Oh, gosh.
We share a lot of personal details, I feel like, every time I come on here about my eyeball. And my big old molar had a crack under one of the roots was cracked, and it was causing problems, and I had to go. So thanks, Dr. Burke, and the whole gang was awesome.
I love it, because it makes us feel like we know you even better, Adam.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. I'll let you know all my medical concerns. I appreciate it.
Well, we'll put it under the pillow. It'll be a nice little surprise in the morning when you wake up.
What is it, $5 these days?
Oh, the teeth are getting pretty expensive.
Please, get out of here. I have nieces and nephews that walk away with 20s.
What? No. That's a whole other conversation. We're going to have to bring you back for that.
Oh, man. Uncle Adam is very generous. I got a kick out of this from earlier today. So we were talking about the home run derby a little bit, and I asked Jessica at the start of the show if she watched the big dumper last night, and she had no idea what I was talking about, which
concerned.
Is kind of funny. Right. So, Pat Murphy was talking about nicknames. Anybody on the team have a nickname with the Brewers? And Murph shared kind of a funny story saying, yeah, this guy Siegler that we have, he's like, I don't even know his first name, so I call him Larry. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. Larry Siegler, which has to do, if I'm not mistaken, with Larry Siegfert, or so, an old Boston Celtics fan will correct me. But there was a Celtics guard that played way back in like the Havlicek era that was named Larry something, and that's where that comes from. He's got nicknames, and last year it became so that visiting writers would come in or broadcasters, and Murph would be talking about his players, and nobody knew who he was talking about. So Mike Vassallo in the game notes put in a little Murph guide of like, chicken is Jared Koenig, and I on the spot I can't think, but he has these names for guys where you'd have to like have a little guide to know who he was talking about. And sometimes the players don't know what they mean. They just sort of go with it.
That's the best part, right? Caleb Durbin, right? There was some guy named Durkin that Murph knew from way back in the day. So Caleb's got a nickname, Happy.
Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to know when he said, he'll just talk as if it's like everybody knows what he's talking about. So we'll talk about how Happy is doing a really good job in these, you know, bottom, I think Happy has, what, 3 walk-offs this year, which is incredible as a rookie. So he'll talk about how good Happy's been doing in these big spots. And people from other teams, or sometimes us who are there every day, will be looking at each other like, you know, Sophia will be the one. If Sophia doesn't know who it is, she'll ask, because then we really know that this is a mystery.
Hey, speaking of nicknames, let's talk about The Miz. Because since the last time we talked with you, there has been so much in controversy. Should The Miz be an All-Star? I feel like if you were a Brewers fan, you're like, heck yes. And why not, right? Because, I mean, MLB wants people to be paying attention to All-Star Week. But you have some people who are like, he is not an All-Star and shouldn't be there. What's your opinion on it?
Well, my opinion is always that the All-Star game is a showcase for fans and entertainment. And if you think back to last year, Paul Skeens, there were some people who thought Paul Skeens shouldn't start the All-Star game for the National League because he only had 11 games. Now Miz is in with 5 and broke Skeens' record for the fewest major league games before being an All-Star. But I love showcasing the stars of the game and the story of the moment. And I think Jacob Mizrowski is one of the best stories in baseball. And it's also the fact that they need people to pitch these innings. And some of the players who really had the biggest beats either started on Sunday and now they don't play in the All-Star game 2 days later, or they had said they don't want to pitch because they want to spend the All-Star break resting, which I totally get. And there are a number of pitchers who've sort of opted out for that reason. So they came to, it sounds like, several different players, asked them if they wanted to participate, and didn't get takers, and then came to Mizorowski, and he said, yeah, absolutely, I'll do it. So it's a great honor for a kid who's really kind of taken the league by storm, a great story. Is he the most deserving statistically of all the pitchers across the National League? No, and he says that himself.
Sure.
But, you know, from his point of view, he gets asked to do this. You can absolutely understand why he would say yes. What a cool opportunity early in his career. And Murph calls him, speaking of nicknames, he calls him Forrest Gump. And it's like the most apt, that one you get, because this guy has come up and in 1 month, he's beat Clayton Kershaw. He beat Paul Skeens. He took a perfect game into the seventh inning. He had his start in the Big Apple where he got knocked around a little bit. I mean, what experience has he not had in just a month in the majors?
Pretty cool stuff. You can also understand baseball's reasoning behind it. Like, eventually you get to, all right, well, at some point we got to look at Miz, and that's kind of what it sounds like baseball did here. There may be other pitchers who statistically belong there, Adam. I get it. But if you've watched baseball as a casual fan, you have no doubt heard of Miz. You might know not much about him, but you know the name now. And the idea that he could throw a 103-mile-an-hour fastball against Aaron Judge is must-watch TV. And baseball knows that.
Absolutely. And it sounds like we're told he's going to get the seventh inning tonight. So that's something to kind of look out. David Roberts left it a little more open-ended, but we're told seventh inning. So even if you don't want to watch the game, if you want to sort of time it and try to catch the back half, you might get to see Mizorowski. And look, it's like I said, it's a cool honor. And, you know, they do have to fill the innings. So they do have to come up with enough pitchers that want to pitch in this exhibition. And Mizorowski was a guy who said yes. I think of this as like a check swing. If you see a check swing and the guy's wearing the uniform of the team you like, you thought, oh, he didn't go. He stopped. You know, but if the guy's wearing the other uniform, 100% he went around, right? I mean, who knows what a check swing is for real? It just depends on your perspective. I think of that like this. If this honor went to a player from another team and the Brewers had this super deserving all-star that didn't make it, people here would be upset as
well.
Totally.
So yeah,
you're never going to please everybody. You have to fill the spots. This is supposed to be fun. It's still, to me, the greatest of the all-star games. And I hope he goes out and throws a clean inning. Freddie Peralta is challenging to get 3 strikeouts because I guess Freddie struck out 3 in his all-star inning. So he's upset that none of these rookies who are striking guys out are getting to his record, which rookie record is 13. Miz got to 12. Logan Henderson had 10. Nobody's getting to Freddie's 13 from that Mother's Day years ago. So he kind of is starting to challenge these guys. So he wants to see Miz strike out the side tonight.
Oh, man, you're talking about Freddie Peralta. I have a question about that. But also, I hope I can get both these in here with the time. I'm wondering, I know some of our fans are wondering, so I want to ask this. Sal Frelick, do you have any idea how bad his injury is, that hamstring injury?
No, we don't yet know the results of the MRI. I'm reading between the lines of what Murph said and said it kind of hurt his heart to see him go down. I think there's some worry there. The other thing I know is hamstrings are really tricky, and anybody who's injured that, even if you're a civilian, you know that it can linger and you really need to be healed. So I'm guessing we're going to miss some time with Sal, but we'll have to wait for word on that as we get closer to Friday, and they would have to make that decision.
Yeah, the other storyline, oh, by the way, the Brewers have more wins at the All-Star break than ever before in franchise history, right?
Nice. I mean,
like, that's the third thing that we're getting to here with you, Adam, aside of your molar. So I guess number 4.
Yeah, let's claim that time back. No, it's remarkable, and it's that ended the first half with the second-best 50-game stretch in franchise history. So you're not talking about like 10 games getting hot. You're talking about being hot for a long time. It's really remarkable. And, you know, I was reflecting as we got to Sunday about the way the season started with the torpedo bats and getting absolutely demolished in New York and coming home and getting wiped out in the home opener and being 0-4 and kind of worrying like, oh, man, do they have enough pitchers to get through this season? Where are they going to get home runs? And credit to the guys who've stepped in to fill those holes in the rotation early. The hitters sort of coming together and finding ways to score runs, a lot of young players up and down the lineup. It's been very impressive. I did not have them at 56-40 going into the All-Star break. I don't think anybody did. But as one of the guys said, this is what we do. This is what they do. They keep getting picked to kind of fall off during this stretch of postseason appearances, and each year is going to be the year that they take a step back and they keep competing. So they've put themselves in position for an entertaining second half. Huge games against the Cubs. I think there's 8 of them in the second half. Those are going to be gigantic because the Cubs just look really, really good.
So you've got the MLB All-Star Game tonight. You also have the All-Star Red Carpet Show. Some of these stars have style. Some of them don't. But apparently you can see who wins best dress, who cleans up better, the AL or the NL. Who would you go with there?
Oh, the leagues are so blended now. All I can tell you about this is the Brewers have a secret weapon. And I don't know if this guy's exclusive to the Brewers or he works with other teams too, but there is a suit designer in L.A. that Christian Yelich has come to know. And when Trevor McGill and Jacob Mizorowski, who are like 6'8", 6'9", in the case of McGill, I think, in the media guide, that is not that easy to come up with a custom suit or a stylish suit. So this guy was put into work. And even for Mizorowski, who got named at the last minute, he apparently was able to come up with a custom suit that was going to be delivered in Atlanta to Miz. And there's going to be a little Bob Uecker flair in there with some plaid. A little Pokemon, because Mizorowski's a Pokemon guy, so there's going to be some personal touches in there, and it's incredible they did this on short notice. So, Christian Yelich to the rescue in the style department. He's pretty good in the style department.
Yeah, I'll give him that. That's love for
this.
Sure. Okay,
love
I love this. That little behind-the-scenes story. That's
all
great.
All right, all-star game tonight. Hey, by the way, are you going out to L.A. for the series that picks up the second half of the season?
I hate saying this because we did one in Hawaii and it seems like I never work, but I think I might be at Coldplay on Saturday at Camp Randall.
Oh, very interesting. The only reason I bring it up is because I know that Adam is very fond of Dodger Stadium, as am I. It's outside of Milwaukee, my favorite stadium in all of baseball.
It's going to be really good. And after seeing Carlos Gomez take BP in Miami, I wonder if a certain Brewers Hall of Fame type might be there to take a little BP and show that right-handed swing at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Home Run Derby's coming up on the 25th here in Milwaukee. Always appreciate Adam McKelvey. Jessica's wondering what's going on. I think he's talking about Ryan Braun.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, have fun at Coldplay.
Oh, yeah.
That's
going to
be a blast of a concert.
I promise everybody, I do work. I worked on the draft all day yesterday. I don't just talk to you guys. I actually do cover baseball.
Well, we'll send this to your bosses. Proof that you're working today. Appreciate it, Adam. Thanks so much, pal. Appreciate it.
Bye, guys.